Grace and peace to you from God, who has a special place for each and every one of us, from Jesus Christ, who shows us God, reveals God to us, and from the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to live into the fullness of that marvelous relationship. Amen. Today's gospel reading is heard most often at funeral services. The words offer reassurance that the person who has died in Christ has now taken up residence in a heavenly home with God. And I emphasize the word home, as I did earlier with the children. It's a passage that's part of Jesus' farewell discourse to his disciples. Jesus is preparing them for his departure, for his death, for his resurrection and ascension. He talks about preparing a place for them, about returning to take them to himself, and about being in the Father and the Father being in him. John's gospel repeatedly stresses the mutual indwelling of God and Jesus. Throughout this gospel, O'Day says in the New Interpreter's Bible that location has consistently been a symbol for relationship. To know where Jesus is from is to know Jesus' relationship with God. So then, this passage to me says more about relationship than about a specific place that Jesus goes ahead to prepare. There's a saying that we all know, home is where the heart is. Home for me implies so much more than a physical dwelling place. What does home mean for you? Anyone? We're bashful, even in the early service. But for me, it means a place to go where I know people and I am known. I keep coming back here, to Hawaii, to LCH, because even though the makeup of the congregation has changed, there are still people I know and people who know me. And of course, my family's, much of my family's here. It's about a place where I can go to find calm from the storms of life. Yes, it might be a physical dwelling, but that dwelling is filled with reminders of the special relationships I have in the things that are important to me in my home. It's familiar, it's comfortable, at least for the most part. And some of you who have grown up with, or I've grown up with, know that, 20 years ago, you'd never catch me in this spot. So I'm growing in my comfort and feeling at home up here. We all have homes elsewhere too, because home is about those relationships we've enjoyed. It's about the friends we make along the way and the memories we make together with those friends. One of those friends shared a poem by Gerhard Frost. It's entitled Heaven. He begins by quoting Jesus from the cross. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. We sang it in the psalmody. The poem goes on. She held her father's hand as they boarded the West Flying Plane, skipping along the carpeted ramp, her feet hardly touching the floor. Where are we going? He asked her affectionately. To Grandma's, was her instant reply. She didn't say to Bozeman or Billings or Portland. She saw a face, not a place. Father, he said. He too saw a face. In dying, he found his way home. Into your hands, your future, your presence, I commit my spirit. Perhaps heaven isn't a place, but a face. Frost witnesses a young girl in an airport who sees her destination not as a place, but a person. Grandma. A person with whom she had a very special relationship. And although we don't know what happens when we make our final transition from this world to that heavenly realm, that home, we do talk about joining a great cloud of witnesses, of being reunited with those we love. Crossing from death to life is a homecoming. The journey we make on this earth is pointing us home to a face, God's face, a face that to us represents love and relationship, as I imagine the face of the little girl's grandma did. The poem reminds me of my own grandma, Mutti. Some of you knew her. She loved sharing a meal with others, sharing coffee and home-baked goodies, not with just her family, but with her friends and with other guests. She loved children. She loved people. We loved her. So we were really in our element. We were at home. We weren't going to a place, but we were going to Mutti's and Fati's. And I can see her face in my mind's eye. And it's to a place now where I have my auntie's face and my sister's face. So it's about relationship. Last week we heard about Jesus the Good Shepherd, another face, who loves us, who calls us by name. That name that Jesus calls us, Pastor Jeff said, beloved. Each and every one of us is beloved. And then Pastor Jeff concluded his sermon by sending us out with a call to live that name, to live beloved. And for me, in the living of that, God is dwelling in us and we are dwelling in God. And yet, but beloved as we are, there are sometimes stumbling blocks, things that get in the way of living beloved. The chaos of our world, the distractions of life, turn us off the path or stray, make us stray from that path that ultimately takes us home. Sometimes we even lose heart and faith. What was it that troubled Thomas's heart? And what is it that sometimes troubles our hearts? What might cause any of us or the disciples to stop believing? Thomas asked Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? He asked this after Jesus had said, believe in God, believe also in me. Was it Thomas's fear of separation, abandonment, or maybe loss talking? Was it fear of persecution, which was very real for the people of John's day? Was it fear of the truth, fear of being known? What is it that threatens or shakes your faith and mine? Is God in the challenges that life puts before us? Tragic accidents occur every day. We read about them, we hear about them. And they claim, some of those accidents claim lives, young lives. It seems unnecessarily. Natural disasters seem to be occurring with much more frequency and intensity these days. Wars rage. Regimes oppress. People revolt. Is God in all of that? I can only hope that God is. God is certainly with us as we try to make sense of it all. God makes a home with us, walks with us into the darkest of places and times, times when we might feel abandoned or have a fatalistic attitude or as if anything we do is futile, hopeless. God stays with us while calling us out of darkness into light. God makes a home with us and is ready and waiting to welcome us home. The journey begins with me, or with each and every one of us. It's a learning about who I am and where I am from, who you are and where you are from. I'm in a very intense process of doing some of that journey of learning about myself through what's called clinical pastoral education and a residency. It's a year program. Thankfully, I'm halfway through. It's not an easy process. I am slowly learning to embrace it. And I guess what I would call it is a journey of being at home in my own skin. And when I can be at home in my own skin, embracing whatever parts of my character are either flawed or I don't like, then I can do better ministry with others, helping them be comfortable in their skin, ministering to them, caring for them, and building relationships. I was struck by one person I visited who seemed so at home in his own skin. No regrets. He had a circuitous journey to date and was comfortable with where he'd been, where he was, and where he was going, however he got there. And so I take that to heart in my own growth. When we are known by name, beloved, and then your Christian name or baptized name, it means that a relationship has been established. This gospel invites us into a relationship that places us in communion with the one who created us, loves us, calls us by name, and sends us out to live that name. We're moving toward God's face, towards that relationship, and in so doing, we can find peace, even in the midst of the chaos we know on this earth. Living the name, beloved, puts us on the path that leads us home to dwell with God. Yes, God reserves a place for each one of us, not in a physical mansion or gargantuan proportions, but in God's heart or in God's love. That place beckons to us now, in the present, not just in the future. Keep believing in God, believing into Jesus. It is a journey that we live into. Through Jesus Christ, we come to know the God who loves us and calls us by name. Through Jesus Christ, we are assured of God's faithfulness, and so our hearts need not be troubled. Through Jesus, we know the way home. The place that beckons to us is home. That home where the heart is. So the destination is, in fact, more a person or more people and faces than a place. It is the journey of a lifetime. And as we journey, we have as our guide the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us allow him to lead us. From him we can learn how to live beloved and find the way home where there is a sense of peace in spite of the chaos and the messiness of life. Living beloved grows us and moves us into that fuller relationship with God, with self, and with others. A map or a GPS will not get us there. God calls us to live into that person that God wants us to be. That may be the hardest journey because we're not always comfortable with our own person. We're not always at home in our own skins. And so we don't know the way. But we do have Jesus' life, a life that challenged him, put him in harm's way, and took him to a cross. But it doesn't end there. Jesus rose again and won the victory over death for us. It was a way that he went, open to God and the Spirit's leading, open to learning how best to be God's agent of mercy and grace in the human world. It is to God the Father that Jesus committed his Spirit, where he dwells and where God dwells in him. Yet Jesus is here now and dwells with us in the faces of those we meet and those we love. We may go in many and different directions, yet God is truly in the mess of our various lives and in our communities, trying to help us build relationships based on mercy, grace, and love, pushing and pulling us together. God is masterfully weaving us together, no doubt sometimes having to be extra creative with the tangles we create and our reluctance because of the odd assortment we make up. God is weaving us into a royal priesthood. Once we were not a people, but now we are God's people. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received mercy. And we are on the journey that will take us home. What face or faces will greet us there and welcome us home? Who will they be? So let our hearts not be troubled as we travel, reassured that God loves us and will not abandon us. Let us live beloved. Where we go, Jesus is always one step ahead of us, preparing the way, preparing that special relationship. So let us receive and respond to the mercy, grace, and love that we have been given by being agents of mercy, grace, and love in a hurting world. We may go in unexpected directions, yet ultimately it will take us home. And home is where the heart is. Home is where love is. Amen.